Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. On an open line Thursday, your chance to steer the show. As always, brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf. They are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. It's Bish Cakes, EB, and JP. If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. You know, the airlines industry is taking as big a hit as anyone. I mean, maybe the cruise industry is taking a bigger hit than the airline industry because there still are some flights. Jason lives near Dulles Airport, and you say that you occasionally still hear some planes fly overhead.
Right.
Whereas they used to be flying over your house like every couple of minutes.
Mm-hmm.
There's a story, though, that the flights that they are booking, they're actually packing them in. They claim that they're going to do social distancing and do every other seat, and yet people are getting on flights, and they are packed.
Well, is that because we heard differently when this all started. We heard that there were flights going to, you know, Tampa or whatever, and there was five people on it.
Right.
So maybe now since they cut the flights down, you know, most of these airlines have probably cut their flights, their service by 75-80% at least. Maybe they're just jamming them in. Or maybe more people are just feeling more comfortable to fly.
People are just they're just taking more precautions. And I know I have a buddy who's going to be flying tomorrow, today actually. And he's been driving and driving and driving halfway across the country. And he just, you know what? He's just like, no, I'm not doing that anymore.
He's
I'm
over
flying.
It. He's sick
I'm
of over. It.
I'm flying. Yeah, I got another buddy that's flying three quarters of the way across the country, was considering driving. And he's just like, no, you know, I'm gonna mask up. I'm going to bring my little hand sanitizer thing. And I'm going to fly.
Yeah.
Because that's how I've always traveled. And, you know, people, I think people think that they're hoping that we're over the hump on this. So, yeah, I don't know. I wouldn't be in a hurry to jump on a plane.
That's a different story than we heard a few weeks ago, though.
Which is that it was just empty and nobody on the flights.
Yeah. I mean, you saw those pictures of, you know, people taking photos and they were the only people on the plane.
Yeah, you knew that was too good to last. It's not that utopia is not going to last forever.
Well, it's not even a utopia because the airlines can't survive. And then we just end
up just
giving
like
more and more
you're
money.
Not crammed in with 250 other people. By the way, Jason, according to the stats, it's 90% of the nation's passengers' jets have been grounded.
90%, right.
Yeah. So the
10% that are flying,
they're packing them in.
They're just packing them in, yeah.
Yeah. I'll say this. If I went flying, I would take all my precautions. I would want to be safe about it because, I mean, obviously, indoor transmission is where all this stuff happens. And so on a plane, we've known for years that's where you get all your germs. Mm-hmm. I would just bring my own food, my own drink. I would tell the lady, just go ahead, you do your thing. And, you know, just try to hold on and get out of there as quick as I could.
Yep. Isolate yourself as much as possible.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't be anxious to get, like, you know, I don't want the flu. I don't want any of this stuff.
The other thing is, a lot of these companies are going to start, from what I hear, from what I saw yesterday on the news, a lot of these companies are just going to make the virtual world permanent.
Oh, yeah.
So a lot of people aren't going to have to travel. I saw the CEO of Twitter said all of his employees forever, permanently, can work virtually.
Right. Jack Dorsey.
Jack Dorsey said, yeah, no, you don't have to come to the office. You don't have to fly anywhere. You can just work remote.
Yeah, I told you. I had a conversation with the general manager of a television station, and that person told me, yeah, well, let's talk when this is all over because things are changing.
Yeah.
The whole thing is changing.
Everything's changing.
So, yeah.
So, but with regards to the flights, yeah, I mean, I can't see me getting on a flight anytime soon, Cakesy.
Me neither.
You know, the only travel I had planned was Nashville, and that got canceled. All right, they gave me credit, so I've got like a $1,200 credit with United.
Did you drive to Nashville? I mean, that's what, maybe 6 or 8 hours?
Yeah, but not for a weekend. No, it's longer than that.
For a weekend, you probably want to hop on the flight.
Well, it's longer than 6. I mean, maybe it's 8. But for a weekend, I wasn't gonna drive for a weekend trip. Maybe for a week. But I have this credit, $1,200 credit with United. I don't know when I'm gonna use that.
At least now you have a good excuse for your trip being pushed down the road.
Actually, I am supposed to fly in November.
It's Pebble.
Right.
That's right. Make that happen.
Now that's not on United.
Right.
No, it's not.
You mentioned Twitter, and before the break I mentioned Under Armour. So Under Armour is in some trouble, and there are reports that Steph Curry, who makes $20 million a year from Under Armour through 2024, that they lost somewhere in the neighborhood of $600 or $700 million in the last quarter. Mm-hmm. And Cakes, I think, is a stockholder, at least used to be. If you look at their stock price.
Presently.
Yeah, not, it's gone not former. Down.
Okay, it's gone down since September of 2015. Their stock was $52. On Wednesday, the stock price closed at $6.93.
Wow.
Yeah, I had a one-way conversation with my guy at Wells Fargo. I'll pull it up.
Jeez.
He is yet to respond, which I find a little bit chilling. Let me see what I said.
Down 10% yesterday.
Yeah, it's not great.
What was down 10%?
Under Armour. It's down to less than $7.
Apparently, Plank, who's still involved, he's the founder, chief executive, and Patrick Frisk, who's the president now and COO of Under Armour, they had to persuade Curry to stay with the company.
What was his beef? Wow, that thing is down.
I think it's the fact that the stock is under $10 a share, and I don't know if Curry's getting paid with stock, but I know that some of the athletes that they have on board probably have sizable stock holdings in Under Armour, and now it's under $7 a share.
I mean, what's he worried about? He makes $60 million a year. He makes $40 million from Golden State. He makes $20 million from Under Armour. What's he worried about the stock?
You don't want to lose all that money.
Yeah, but if his $20 shoe deal is now only worth $2 million, you're going to go to Nike or go somewhere else.
Well, that's
right?
Different. I mean, if they're lowering his contract, yeah, but.
Well, like he says, if his pay is in stock, Jason, and his stock is in a toilet, he's like, yeah, I'm out.
I don't know how much of it.
His pay is in stock?
No, I don't know how
much. No chance.
I think some of those big dogs will take some of their payment in stock.
I'm sure they do.
Of his $20 million, a portion of it could be in Under Armour stock. And if it's in the toilet, he's going to be concerned about it, as he should be. By the way, my text to my guy, Ed, what is your take on Under Armour? Time to cut bait or hope for a turnaround? The response? Cricketville.
Yeah.
And that was sent on Monday. Yeah. It's now Thursday.
He didn't know what to do with that thing.
Yeah, he's a lot of pondering.
I don't know if my guy's any good, but my financial advisor told me a few years ago, get out of Under Armour.
Now, look.
I told Cakes a couple years ago to get out of Under Armour.
I was lucky enough. I did not get on the initial ground floor. I got in on the first step. So I've made a good chunk of money off of Under Armour over the years, but right now I'm holding the bag, which is not great.
And not holding the
bag. Not holding the bag the way the kids like to say it these days. I'm holding a bad bag.
Under Armour said yesterday that they are renegotiating with their athletes because many of them own the stock.
Right. Mm.
So they're going to want to get paid in real dollars.
You think Tom Brady and Bryce Harper are happy? They aren't happy.
Yeah.
I just think a lot.
Jordan Spieth.
Yep. Yeah.
I was reading, Rovell was tweeting a lot about this yesterday. I was just reading a lot of the comments, and over 50% of the people said they haven't bought Under Armour in over 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
Not one article of clothing. And he was asking for the reasons why, and most of the younger people just said it's just not cool at all.
Right,
Under Armour, you find it in Kohl's. It's just kind of very bland, especially with their sneakers. That drives an entire apparel company.
Yeah.
It makes you want to buy other articles of clothing by them, and we all know they failed completely at that. And then other people were saying that it's for uncool dads and 13-year-olds named Braden.
Raising my hand on that.
Yeah.
I mean, because I go to Under Armour, I don't buy the shoes, but there's an Under Armour outlet store in Clarksburg, which is about 15 minutes from where I live, and I go there because you can get two Under Armour workout shirts for $30. That's my go-to.
Yeah.
Yeah, other people said that they associate it with the Trump administration, so they don't want anything to do with
it. Why is that?
I think
Plank praised
Plank,
Trump.
Yeah, I think he meant Trump comments early on.
Oh, my God. If you say something nice about Trump,
the reason
sinks
why,
your company.
I think the reason why it caught some attention is because he said something positive, and then Curry, who's their highest profile sneaker athlete at least, then went the other way, and that kind of caught some attention nationwide.
Right. So that should be good for people then. He's like, oh, okay, at least.
Yeah, but you got to think, we're talking 20-year-olds here, what they're interested in and what moves the market.
And then 20-year-olds don't care about the
president. Well, I raised my hand on the uncool dads buying Under Armour because I go to that Under Armour store. But I go there because you can get deals.
By the way, I thought I was being such a good dad, like I can't remember, 3 years ago maybe, where I bought each of my kids shares of Under Armour stock for Christmas at like
Christmas.
40 bucks.
Yeah, I stuck it in their stocking. I actually stuck the stock receipt in each of their stockings at $40 a share, roughly.
Right.
And it's now seven.
$7
a share.
Has anybody divested?
They hate Santa Claus.
No, they're long Under Armour. Long losers. I'm ready to just cut bait and just sell. Like, I don't ever want to sell something at a loss, but sometimes you have to.
Sometimes it's good. You can
and
take
I might just be taking a big L.
Cakes, why are you such a hater on Cakes?
Why are you such a hater on Big Baller Brand startup company when you're such a backer of Under Armour startup brand?
Well, because Under Armour, you thought they knew what they were doing, and look at the situation they're in. They're floundering. And I know that LeVar Ball doesn't know what he's doing.
Have you ever worn?
So they'd be at zero.
Have you ever worn Under Armour's golf shorts? They're silly.
I have.
They?
Yes.
They're the best. They're the best golf shorts.
I like
in the
Adidas.
Market. I know. I was a big Adidas guy, but the inseam on the Under Armour are so silly. It makes your butt look silly.
Their pants are a little snug for me.
They cradle your hog, Valdez.
Yeah, it makes your hog look silly, butt look silly.
Pants are a little tight. Do you find the pants a little tight?
I have to say they're a little
tight for me.
Not really.
Stock doesn't make my pants tight. I know that.
But the shorts are where it's at. I wore the shorts in here one day, and Drab could not stop talking about my butt.
I did.
Really?
Well, I don't know if I couldn't stop talking about his butt, but I gave him a nice compliment. And next thing I know, he shows me the order slip. He ordered like six more pairs.
Good job, Valdez.
Yeah.
Valdez, keep doing that. Elevate that stock price. Boost it.
Six golf shorts aren't going to move it, Cakes.
Hey, any little bit. You guys should help, too.
It's
I told you that I go to the outlet.
It's the perfect length above the knee. They just look silly.
Go to the full price, you squeaker.
They weren't
Stop
full,
paying the
they weren't
outlet
full
prices.
Price. I know that.
Okay, Mr. TJ Maxx.
Cakes are grasping. It's never coming back.
I am grasping. I'm a big grasper.
I'm not a fan of their golf shirts, though. I don't like their designs. I don't like that line across the chest.
Oh, those are the old hurt things. You got to get the new stuff.
Yeah, I've seen the new stuff, too. I just don't like them. I don't like the designs. And I don't like the real big UA logos.
I don't like the UA logo.
I don't like that. I'm a Puma guy.
I don't like the stock in single digits. That's what I don't like.
We need to play the Price is Right music that we played yesterday in regards to Under Armour stock price.
Oh, it's just gross. I don't like looking at losers in my portfolio. Tilts me.
Yeah, I still haven't looked at my portfolio since this pandemic hit. I don't look at it.
I look at it like every day now. I'm back on the horse.
Why am I just? It's just going to make me miserable.
Correct.
My wife has peeked at it at times, but I have not looked. I just base it on, well, if the market's down overall 30% or so, I figure my account's basically down 30%.
Right.
You know, I'm just roughly.
All right, open line
Thursday. It's easy to
Thursday.
Do the math.
Yeah.
800-636-1067.
Jeez Louise.
Are you still wearing Under Armour? When you did that description of the uncool dad, it fit me to a T. Exactly. So I raised my hand. I'm still wearing Under Armour, but it's not the cool stuff.
I'll wear anything.
The discount stuff. I have Under Armour shorts. They're all.
He's wearing it right now.
Yeah. I'll wear anything, but I have Reebok pants on. I wear Reebok. Who wears Reebok?
Nobody.
I got Reebok sweats.
I'm wearing Wizards practice shorts from probably 2005.
I got Bjorn Borg underwear on.
Well, I don't have that.
Some of the other comments I saw a couple times, people said that the Under Armour killed themselves when they went big on hunting gear. When they saw all the rednecks wearing it, that nobody else thought it was cool anymore, like outside of that market.
Hunting gear.
Well, they do a lot of
camo.
Yeah, they do a lot of camo.
Cowboy Todd probably has the whole closet filled with
Cowboy
Under Armour.
I've seen Cowboy Todd wear Under Armour.
Yeah, you go into like a Dick's or something, and you see like a bunch of orange and green stuff. It's like fishing and hunting Under Armour stuff. Yeah.
All right, we can open up the phone lines. 800-636-1067. Are you still wearing Under Armour? And when you call in, you got to give us your age. Are you an uncool dad like I am wearing Under Armour? Or are you young and hip wearing Under Armour? We'll take your calls next on an Open Line Thursday. Keep it here.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm so bitter. I saw the results of Survivor already. Damn it. My daughter said if we don't watch it, we're going to see it on social media. So
she was right. She called it.
I didn't actually see it on social media, though. I just saw it on, like, Google News. Damn it.
You saw it on regular media.
Yeah, I just saw it on regular old-fashioned media.
Yeah. You know what? You're slipping. Slipping a little bit.
Watch it. It's a bonding time, right? You watch it, and don't reveal the news.
Well, the thing is, I'm not even going to be able to watch it today, because today I'm playing golf, which I'm excited about. Get out there, get some fresh air, get some vitamin D cakes.
Yep.
Everybody wear
Under Armour head
D.
Under Armour head to toe, Ricky.
I'm actually going to wear my one of my Corona vests.
Ah, okay.
I like that blue vest. Did you guys get the light blue Corona vest?
Yeah, they sent some nice gear.
Yeah, this is a really nice gear. I think I'm going to wear that. I
believe it's Callaway gear.
And then I have the...
I got an Under Armour pullover from them.
I think somebody might have a Modelo endorsement brewing for somebody on this show. Possibly.
Nice case.
It's in the works.
Good for you.
I hope.
I know
Fingers
somebody,
crossed.
I know somebody has a Corona endorsement.
Yes, that's a good thing.
But then tonight I have the Rabel interview. They just had their PLL draft last night, by the way, which was cool. So I'm not going to be able to do it till at least tomorrow.
You figure it out.
Yeah.
You got plenty of time, dude.
I know.
Life isn't changing anytime soon.
It's changing more and more. I'm letting my kids have people over all outdoors.
Yeah, I know, but it's not like you're going to be driving to D.C. to work tomorrow.
No, I'm still skeptical. As much as I want people to have the ability to go back to work, I think you should be careful and say, you know, I don't think anybody wants to get any virus. Indoors is super transmittable. So if you could go to a place or you could sit 6 or 8 feet away from people, I think that's fine. But
all right, fellas, it is Open Line Thursday presented by Window Nation.
We have people on the line.
Windows and doors. Search windownation.com. Their windows are measured to fit the first time, installed by experts to last. Window Nation for your home because it's where you live. Let's go to Richard in Richmond.
Richard
wants to chime in on Under Armour. What's up, Richard?
Richard.
Hey, man. How you guys doing? I wear the sweatshirts and the sweats, but I stay away from the big UA on the sweatshirt, mainly because my kids goof on me when I wear it. They say that it means unathletic. And
that's kind of funny. I've never heard that before.
You're kidding. It's now being called unathletic?
Yeah, that's what they, when I wear it, they said that I'm advertising that I'm unathletic, even though I play ball and stuff with them.
Wow. But,
that's funny. I never even thought about that. That's hilarious.
I hope that's just a family thing. That is a bad look for Under Armour.
But that's when he's wearing the UA. If you're wearing the little logo like you are, Eric, they couldn't pull that off.
Yeah, but you know what
it
symbolizes.
You don't want to be ashamed of the logo.
Understood.
Right. I mean, you want to be able to display the logo.
I know, but I don't like it. Like I said, I don't like the big UA logo. Something about it.
Yeah.
And now that I know that it stands for unathletic, I'm definitely not going
to
wear it.
Right? Let's go back to the phones. 800-636-1067. Who's up, EB?
Let's go to Mike in Bristow. Mike, what's up, man?
Hey, morning, guys.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, when I'm 41 and I have four kids. And when I got in my car this morning, I thought I was a cool dad, but something changed. So now I guess I love Under Armour, so I'm like a dorky dad like JP.
Yeah.
But, hey, listen, real quick, wasn't there like something back in the day when Under Armour was blowing up like in Baltimore, and one of you guys pissed off somebody?
Yes.
And then, like,
JP did.
Tell that story again.
It's very simple. Under Armour sent us a bunch of gear, natural fit. Local company blowing up. We were a local morning show on top of our game. They sent us a bunch of stuff. We were thanking them on air, and JP cavalierly said, you know, which I don't know why he did. He just said, I don't know what the big deal is. Just like any other underwear, just like any other shirt.
Yeah,
and then
Club the
they
boxer.
Took that very seriously.
And we haven't received anything since.
Nothing. Pipeline shut down.
I've gotten a lot of stuff, but that was from a guy that was an executive there, but not like from like Planks.
I was ahead of the curve. Yeah. Well, you just didn't have any tact.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
JP just said that. I don't know why.
It's like one-liner about the boxers.
I know, but and when anybody gives you free stuff, you
people get
trash
offended.
It.
They get offended. I'm the only guy that's done it. You've done it too.
Well, I've trashed Robert's lasagna.
Right. Yeah,
okay, but
that's
I'm
not a multi-billion-dollar company.
You had a botch yesterday about a sponsor. We'll talk about it.
What
but you did.
Which sponsor? To put it on the Google Hangout.
It was very minor.
It was minor.
Oh, about the black cherry or blueberry?
Yes, it was minor.
That's not a big deal.
I didn't say I hated it.
You're
I didn't
overblowing
say I didn't
what
like
I
it. I don't see what the big deal is. You think that's not different? Can you believe that?
By the way, I had an apple flavored wave soda yesterday. It was delicious.
Yeah.
Apple might be my new one seed.
Nice. What did you have it in? Did you have it with little
plain
D E?
No alcohol.
Oh.
Plain.
Yep. I went alcohol free yesterday. What about you, Lurch?
Dude, I can't drink.
Oh,
I've been alcohol free since Sunday.
I can't forget anybody.
I was alcohol welcoming. yesterday. Yeah. Not
I can't wait
free.
To have a nice bottle of wine. Not a glass of wine, bottle of wine yeah, on Friday.
By the way, I want Silly Brothers to call in, too.
About, oh, like if Under Armour.
Not all just whiteies.
Yeah, I don't know if there's any Silly Brothers, but I'm just putting it out there.
Based on the names, based on the names, it doesn't look like it, but maybe.
Right.
Maybe
Ron.
You know any brother's name? Billy? Billy Owens. Billy Owens could be on the line. Let's go to line three. Billy.
Hey, what's up, guys? So what's I'm up? 26, so I'm kind of in that sweet spot market you guys are talking about. And the picture that I see with Under Armour is guy who probably played high school sports about my age, 15, 20 pounds overweight, crushes Monster energy drinks, Red Bull, things of that sort, drives a big lifted truck, khaki shorts, and some blown-out sneakers. And I'll tell you how great he was in high school. Mm. And they're the absolute worst kind of dudes at the gym. They come up to you, they tell you, hey, man, you should do this, take these supplements, this kind of deal. And then also look at what they've done with Maryland. They're walking just clowns with those uniforms. The only good uniforms they've had in basketball were the throwbacks to Len Bias and then the football jerseys that they wore against Penn State that were a throwback to the 64. If you can only go back and pull those things from the archives, you're not doing anything. You're not a cutting-edge company. They're so far behind.
Wait a second. Slow down here. Slow down here. When they first came out with those uniforms, I didn't like it, but then I got used to it, and I really liked all the variety.
The Maryland Pride uniforms, that line, EB.
I like all their combos.
You're 50. He's 26. He's telling you Under Armour not cool. Quit holding on.
NASCAR. You look like a NASCAR driver when they come out of the tunnel, and you don't look like a football team. That's
listen, I don't have any affinity for Under Armour. I could care less. To me, they're the same as Nike and Adidas. Hell, even Reebok. I don't care. But I don't think that they're uncool.
You should have a little more affinity because they're a homegrown company your backyard.
I would root for them to do well.
And they're all over your university. You should have a little more.
But I would admit,
I don't really care.
I would admit that I used to wear it a lot more. I don't wear it as much.
So you'll look at it and go, I'd rather wear my Nike golf shirt than
No, I don't wear any Nike golf gear. Nike golf gear is poo.
Yeah.
Under Armour's still nicer than Nike, but just in terms of like pullovers and stuff, I'd wear a Nike pullover over an Under Armour pullover now. For some reason, I don't know. I don't think it's because the young kids say it's not cool. I'm more of a golf apparel guy, and I'm just not in love with it.
I look at it just based on color. I go, okay, I want to wear that blue shirt. That one happens to be an Under Armour. I don't care if it's Under Armour or Nike.
Well, I'll tell you this. I wear the Under Armour because it's cheap. I buy the hoodies at the outlet store.
So is their stock price.
They're cheap. Right.
Yeah, but Nike stuff's cheap, too. You can find Nike stuff everywhere.
Not comparable.
The Marshalls.
You get the Under Armour cheaper. Trust me.
I don't know. I go to Marshalls. All that stuff's cheap.
Okay, I don't go to any of those spots.
Well, you're spending more than me then, I promise. I'm an expert. Let's go to Ron in Poolsville. Ron, what's up?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey, Ron.
What's up?
I just wanted to add on to that comment about one of you just made about discount retailers. I'm seeing a lot more Under Armour in places like TJ Maxx and
they've always had a lot of it.
I mean, they have Nike, Adidas. They've got all of them. I mean, all of those companies always have irregulars or they overstocks that they sell to the
discount
retailers.
It's mostly overstock. It's not really irregular. Most of it's just overstock.
But the stuff is like you've been talking about that big UA. That was kind of funny about Unathletic. But I don't – the style has – I'm 62 years old. And I'm just going to tell you, the style for me is kind of blah. But when it comes to golf athletic – right. Golf wear, I like Adidas. It's classic. It fits well, and the color schemes and the design are classic. That's what I like about. But then again, you know, you're not going to get cutting edge stuff. Look at Jordan Spieth and the UA stuff he wears. It's boring, man. It's just flat out boring. So anyway, I just thought it was a great topic, and as always, thanks so much for.
Maybe they need a revamp of their golf gear.
Thanks, buddy. Cakes, he was complimenting us, and you interrupted him. Go ahead, compliments.
He's gone.
Oh,
Valdez, the best golf gear, not in any order. Puma, Johnny O, Dunning, Polo, Peter Millar. I mean, it's not Under Armour.
They make really good shorts. You should give them a try. Well, although you're a big lurch, so
I don't think they have any that would fit me.
So the inseam might be hurting for you.
I like that you're stumping for Under Armour, Valdez. Well, you're sticking to your roots.
The shorts and quarter zips are nice, but I agree those are all very good brands. I was a big Adidas guy.
Yeah.
And I switched over.
When my buddy was an executive over there, he took me in and I went into their like top secret room with all of their stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They really made some advancements in the last few years, I think, on their golf gear. Like their golf shirts that have the collar is different than the older collar.
Right.
Those are silly.
Right.
And those are really good.
Yeah, and the sleeves are a little shorter.
Yeah.
It shows off the gun.
Yeah, if you're a golfer, get the Showdown shorts. Those are silly, and I swear to God, cart girls are going to be hitting on you. Make your bulge look silly, make your butt look good. They fit well.
But the biggest takeaway from Under Armour, this has been their bugaboo throughout.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody cares about their shoes. If they had shoes that people liked and there was a buzz about, it would lift the entire company. They've never been able to get shoes right for 20 years, and it's killing them now.
That's true, but they weren't a shoe company. I mean, they started as an apparel company.
I know, but remember? They realized they had, in order to get bigger, they had to get into the shoe game.
Understood.
And it's never panned out.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, their golf shoes are silly, but the good ones are so expensive.
No, they're dirt cheap.
Yeah,
they're like half off now.
The high-end ones?
Like the Speed,
right. Yeah, the $250
ones? Yeah, like the Hover or whatever. They're like $160. You can get them for like $70.
Oh, send me a link.
Yeah, the Hovers. I've got a few Hovers.
Send me a link. Sized, I like them.
Valdez, I think, or EB, I think a brother's calling in. Tony from New Carrollton.
Oh, we do? We got
go
a brother?
To him.
All right. Yeah. Brothers, no. What's up, buddy?
What's going on, man? Look, I'm 36.
Yeah,
my
perfect.
My father wears Under Armour. Uh-huh. I've never worn it a day in my life. Never
Why?
Even thought about buying it.
Why?
Well, for one, I grew up on Nike and Reebok.
Right.
But I don't wear Reebok either, Nike is the way to go. My father, he's like 60. He wears it. Like little office shirts. And like you say, they're all green and like.
What do you mean office shirts? What's an Under Armour office shirt?
Probably like a polo.
You mean like a golf shirt?
Like a polo shirt. Yeah, like a polo shirt you wear in an office or something. Like he wears stuff like that.
Off. I didn't know. I never heard of
it. Never referred to an office shirt.
Their office line.
What about a hoodie?
It's flying off the shelves.
Can you wear an Under Armour hoodie?
Michael Scott, he'll endorse them.
No, Tony's gone. There's no way Tony's ever wearing Under Armour. That ship has sailed.
Tony, do you wear Adidas?
I was wearing Nike stuff yesterday.
Dude, he's a drab like Nike guy.
You know what? You're like a Jordan guy. You'll only wear Jordans and that kind of thing.
No, I hate Jordans. I hate Jordans.
Will you wear Adidas?
Like about five pairs. I have before, but not nothing that I'm going to wear. Now I wear some shell toes every now and then.
Yeah,
old school.
I like those.
It's so funny how people have like a loyalty to a brand like that.
Yeah, I agree.
It's so crazy. All right, thank you, man. Thank you, Tony. I appreciate it. I literally will wear any athletic gear if it's comfy. I wear Asics sweatpants. I've gone to the Asics website.
Asics has good gear. It's good running gear.
Nice, tight, like nice little taper. The joggers I was goofing on Adam for wearing.
Chris Farley gets sized.
Yeah.
I will say that the Navy football sweatsuit that I have is Under Armour.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That Pedro's boy got me. It's nice.
Right.
Their sweatsuits, like their sweatpants, are nice.
That Maryland thing, that whatever it was, that white one that I wear that has coffee stains all over it.
The Fort McHenry version of the Maryland hoodie, yes.
I get sized for that one.
Of course you do.
Super comfy.
Because it's old. That's why you
just
get so
go over
sized.
To Golfdom Donks. You'll find so many brands that you never heard of, and they're so nice.
Yeah. Buddy, all right, take care of you.
If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. You can also tweet us at Junks Radio. Text us on the Thompson Creek Windows text machine, 1-800-636-1067. Standard message data charges may apply. Are you still wearing Under Armour? We'll get to more of your calls next here in the Junkies.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional.
Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. Little shout out for somebody that I just thought of during the break.
Yep.
My guy Tommy from Lifetime Fitness.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've told you many times that when I meet people, a lot of times I'll put their name in my phone and I'll put like a characteristic about them so that I can remember them because I might not see them again for like a month or so. Now, Tommy's a athletic guy. He's in his 20s. I see him fairly frequently. But when I first put him in my phone, I put him down as Under Armour Tommy because he wears nothing but Under Armour.
That's my guy.
Maybe he's unaware
Tommy's
that it's
my
not
guy.
Cool. Like he wears, you know, kind of those long pants
that
are like leg
tights.
Warmers.
Yeah,
he wears
like compression.
Tights, and then he wears – those are Under Armour. Then he wears Under Armour shorts over them, and he wears Under Armour shirts, and he wears like an Under Armour hat. Is like he wears nothing – but Under Armour.
Is Tommy's last name Plank?
Apparently it's not
Well,
cool.
Tell him you got plenty of stuff you can hand him down. Well, because so do I, by the way.
I know Jason does this. I'm certainly
guilty of... No, he wears fresh gear.
Oh, okay.
I know Jason does this, and I'm certainly guilty of this. I don't care at all. I mix and match brands all the time. Yeah. I'll wear Under Armour shorts, a Nike tee.
I think that's a no-no. That's a no-no from the guys from Queer Eye. They say that's a big no-no.
Yeah, but I still do it.
I
do it all the time.
Queer Eye, Cakes.
I know. I'm just pointing it out.
Yeah. If you're too matchy-matchy, like Squirrel, if I play golf with Squirrel, he'll wear whatever it is, Nike head to toe.
Sure.
He'll play Nike golf clubs.
It's like Tiger.
You know, and then maybe one day he'll bring out, like, Puma, you know, whatever. Who makes Puma clubs, Jason?
Cobra.
Cobra. Yeah, like Cobras and wear Pumas. I mean, he's insane.
Right.
But not, well, I'll mix and match anything.
By the way.
Squirrel's average golf outfit is probably $250.
Yeah, I would say 300. Easy. I was going to say 300.
Well, you count shoes easy.
Like 2 weeks ago on SNL, like one of the skits they did was an animated skit about middle-aged Mutant Ninja Turtles, about the turtles aging, and they were all wearing Under Armour, and they were goofing on them for wearing Under Armour.
Why is Under Armour have this? It's the first I've ever heard of it.
I'm just telling
you. It has
you.
The reputation for being a middle-aged guy
you know it has?
Brand.
It has there's a stigma around Under Armour right now.
Well, I know there's
there
a caller
is.
That wants to say it's for fat guys.
I don't know that.
Maybe.
That's
let's
so
go
funny.
To the phones. 800-636-467.
All right, let's go to Al then. Al in Woodbridge. Al, what's up?
Yeah, man. Like I was telling Zab that where at the gym where I'm at, the Under Armour for the guys that didn't know who came in all out of shape and the little Under Armour, we used to laugh at them because they was big fat guys. And and it was terrible. But Jason, let me tell you something. I'm going to light you on something. I'm 58, and I had two colonoscopies done.
Okay.
And I'm going to tell you, man, it's a breeze. I'm telling you. It's a breeze. There's nothing to it. When
it's
you wake up, it'd be the best high you ever had, man. I'm telling you, it's nothing to it.
Hold on. Are you talking about the actual procedure, or are you talking about the prep leading up to it?
But the prep, I mean, it's a little, you know, you got to, you know, stay beside the bathroom. But it's nothing to it, man. You can eat all you want for the up until 12 hours. And during that time, you know, you're going to
That's not what they told
to the
me.
Bathroom.
They told me basically you drink smoothies for like the 36 hours leading up to it, which I've been doing. I'm going to have some oatmeal this morning. I'm starving. I'm famished. But then the prep, I haven't started drinking the prep solution yet. That's going to start around 3 o'clock today. And that's what I'm not looking forward to.
But that prep is not bad, man, because it's coming flavors. I'm telling you, it tastes kind of good.
What? There's no chance it tastes good. No way.
Yes, it does, man. Because I'm telling you, you get the flavor, you can get the lemonade, or you can get, or it's something else they give you. But you got two different flavors you can use, and I'm telling you, it's not bad at all. You only get two things of it.
I know. I've got it in the kitchen right now, but I don't think it's flavored.
Thank you, Al.
It doesn't taste like Wave soda.
No, it doesn't.
How about this? Next hour, I'll sample it. I'll just take a little bit of a sip. I'll tell you if it tastes good or not.
Joe's in Fredericksburg on line one. Joe, you're on with the Junkies. Good morning.
Hey, boys. How's it going?
Hey, Joe.
What's up?
So I'm a big fan of Under Armour personally. I mean, I'm kind of built like the Michelin man, so I'm a little bit shorter. But I think it fits pretty well. And I'm 20, and none of my friends like really drone on it at all. I think it's comfortable. It's not as expensive as Nike, so...
Yeah, but you're a big fatty. You said you're built like the Michelin man.
Hey, but it works.
Are you
for
stocky?
Him.
Are you stocky or are you big fatty?
Yeah. I'm stocky. I'm not like Biggest Loser type, but
he's thick.
Right.
How tall are you?
Still out there.
How tall are you?
5'7".
You're a tot.
Okay, 5'7". How much do you weigh?
Hey, but
how much do you weigh?
210.
Two tots? That's a big boy.
I mean, that's beyond stocky.
That's a big boy.
Let's go to line eight. I like Ryan's approach, calling in from D.C.
Hey, boys, how you doing?
What's up, Ryan?
Hey, man. So, look, Under Armour, I'm 49, so I'm, like, close to you guys at age. Yeah. Under Armour was never cool, boys. I hate to break it to you. It was for that guy in Dundalk that you run into ball on the beach. Who's sitting there, looks like Under Armour threw up on him. He's got his sunglasses, Oakley sunglasses on his head, talking to you about his 2 years playing JV baseball in high school with his flabby arms. I mean, that's Under Armour, boys. I'm sorry.
Wow.
Dude, I wish I could tell you. I got a coach texting me right now who, you know, I won't say who until he can get permission from his compliance officer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But if he can, we're going to get him on at 9:45.
Oh, I would love for this person to call in.
Yeah. He's a huge Under Armour fan.
Well, I'm sure he is.
He's a huge Under Armour fan, and he's won a national championship before wearing their gear.
Yeah, this segment is tilting him. He's on monkey stilts.
I think I know who that is.
No, he's laughing his ass off. Okay. But he's got to check with compliance to see if he can even call in.
I'd really hate to get a big box of Under Armour gear from that person. That would be terrible.
Right.
Let's go to Nick in Riverdale on line three. Nick, you're on with the Junkies. What's going on?
What's going on, fellas?
Hey, Nick. What's up?
EB, you committing a cardinal sin. You cannot cross-contaminate, and that's the main reason why Under Armour is failing.
Nobody's
wearing no shoes.
What?
Yeah, that's
nobody's
that's
wearing
key.
Under Armour shoes, and you can't cross contaminate brands.
I've got a few in my garage.
Well, hold on, my son wears Under Armour cleats. I think Under Armour cleats are big.
You're not wearing cleats around the
true. Damn. True. I know, but I'm saying, but if they have any sort of head start on shoes, it might be cleats.
I'm a big dude, and when I was wearing football shoes, I was wearing Nikes. I'm not wearing Under Armour.
Yeah. Right. What do you wear just to walk around the house or the mall? What do you wear?
I have on Kyrie Irvings right now, which are Nikes. Oh, okay. I wear flip-flops Nikes.
I actually like the Kyrie Irvings. I actually like that little style. Yeah.
My son goes to an Under Armour sponsored school and plays sports. I'm not wearing their gear. I'll show up in all black.
Come on. They have nice gear. How do you do it?
You're like MJ at the Olympics.
They have nice gear.
That's right.
Cover it up with the American flag.
Up with the flag.
Right? Oh, you want to pull a Jordan?
That's hilarious.
All right. Thank you, brother. Appreciate it.
That's funny.
Damn.
Could you imagine being such a gear snob? Your kid plays at an Under Armour school or a Nike school, and you won't wear the gear because you just don't. You have a philosophical disagreement with it. You don't like it. That's weird.
Yeah, you want to be cool,
I guess.
All right, so stay tuned. We're going to find out if our coach can call in at 9:45. But I know we have Brett McMurphy coming up at 9, and then Evan Daniels. We got a packed 9 o'clock hour, boys. Brett McMurphy at 9, and 9:25, we have Evan Daniels. Don't go anywhere.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.